T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, all weekend, so many people talking about the vaccine, the distribution, how do I get it? Joining us is Dr. Kevin Wong, who is a family physician and once headed up the American Academy of Family Physicians down and here in Pennsylvania, and a good friend of our group here at KDK Radio. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So we're interested in you as a family practitioner. You've been doing this a long time. What do you see in terms of the distribution possibilities? Because you know the frustration of those that are now qualified that really are having an extremely difficult time trying to get an appointment to get one, a vaccine.
Yes, it has just been frustrating for everybody. Us as providers and physicians' offices have really had nothing but bad luck trying to go through the state. My office manager spent hours since the end of December after the federal approval, they passed it to the state. And she has spent hours and hours. You email, you're on these webinars, they're supposed to respond to emails, they're supposed to call you, you hear nothing. You know, if they're not going to give it to the doctor's offices, just let us know so we don't waste that time doing this. I mean, because the pharmacies are getting them. And thank goodness our local pharmacy, which is Bushy Run, which is part of the mainline pharmacy group that is in Westmoreland and Cambria and Somerset and Indiana County, are giving us some. So I'm actually going to be able to make some house calls and give them to some of my high-risk patients. They're going to set up a weekly clinic here, and thank goodness our local church, St. Barbara in Harrison City, has graciously allowed us to use the campus to do this. So they're hoping to start them next week, and we'll help them do that. But if people want to go for this area, go online to email them. Do not call the church. Do not call the pharmacy. But the mainline pharmacies have an email that you can upload there and for people to see, and reach out to the mainline pharmacies on their site to register for this whole area, because they have been assured that they are going to get a steady supply now that they started, and they will do weekly areas around here. We're going to do, as I said, St. Barbara's, hopefully starting next week. They're going to be doing campuses at some of the colleges and the other counties around here, as well as local sites. But they have been assured that they will get a steady flow and supply of shots now that they have started, which is great news for this area.
Yeah, that's great news, and hopefully that continues throughout our entire listening region. So locally, check with your pharmacies and different organizations in your town before you start traveling outside to other counties. Doctor, I wanted to ask you a question about spoilage. A lot of people are concerned that the doses, there's 6 doses in a vial. What percentage of that is going to waste?
That is a good question. I hear firsthand stories at different hospitals or different sites that they're being wasted because they're at the end of their shift or people didn't show up and they don't have a plan to have people stand by. I mean, I know that once we start doing this, we'll make sure that we have people on standby who are mobile, that we can get to within an hour, get to us within an hour, because my intent is it is criminal to waste any doses. And that's what they, when they do these, and you know some people don't show up, you need to have people stand by who are willing to come in and mobile enough to do it.
So as you hear people talk about this, one of the things I wanted to point out, and you mentioned it, about going online to get a vaccine appointment, they are not allowing people just to show up. And I know some older citizens did over the weekend, and a friend told me at a pharmacy, they had to say, no, you have to do this online. They said, well, I don't have a computer. So what do you tell older people like that that need some help maybe getting set up to do it?
Well, this is why, I mean, I hate to say this is why they should have been going through doctor's offices, because you know the at-risk people, you know the people who can't do anything. And that's why, you know, if the doctor's offices had been allowed to have them, they would know their high-risk people. They would know the people that don't connect, because we've been doing all these virtual calls. And we should do a telephone call with them because they don't have technology. And that's what this frustration is, I think, for all the family doctors and primary care doctors in this region around the country. Because even West Virginia, that did very well getting people immunized, really still did not get it to the outlying communities because they didn't have any local doctors or local pharmacies do it there. They just get it through their giant immunization sessions they set up with their National Guard in big centers. And people are having to drive an hour and a half, which didn't make sense.
And doctor, President Biden has reinstated travel restrictions from like 34 countries. It's going to happen over the next couple of days. There are a lot of mutant strains around the world, including one they believe in California. Are these mutant strains more contagious?
I think, you know, they're saying they may be more contagious. I mean, the good part is hopefully that the vaccines will still cover them. I mean, but just like any other virus, you're always going to see some mutations come out of them, whether it's flu, whether it's this. I mean, the difference has been this. We've never experienced any one of these viruses to be as deadly that it was just normally a cold virus. I mean, if you think about it, you worry about Ebola, you worry about flu, but you never worried about a cold virus being this deadly. But there are a number of them out there, unfortunately.
We're with Dr. Kevin Wong, a family practitioner and esteemed in his roles over the years. And you've been at this a long time, Doc. I know the frustration of getting the people vaccine, but I think it's also important for people to understand when you get it, that doesn't make you Superman. You still have to follow protocols, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Right now, because you still have other issues out there, it still will take a little while to get good immunity, and you have to be careful to protect everybody who's still at risk around you.
There's a report that possibly Merck may be stopping developing its COVID-19 vaccine formulations because of inadequate response to the immune responses. How many different vaccines are in development right now? And I mean, we have at least two on the market now.
We have two on the market now, and I do believe there's still supposed to be maybe two more coming out next month. We know that one by J&J is supposed to be only a one-shot one, and hopefully we get good news about that one very soon, because that will make it a lot easier for the protocols as you go forward, because this one, or this time right now, these two have to be either repeated in 21 days or 28 days, and that's hard enough to get one shot in, never mind two.
And we heard Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday morning on CBS say that he's hoping that Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine will be cleared in the next couple of weeks, and add that to the pipeline would help tremendously. Well, Doc, stay safe. I appreciate your expertise. Thank you for the update.
Well, thank you for keeping this on everybody's mind. And as I said, you know, reach out to your doctors, reach out to your local pharmacy, see if they can help you. But, you know, again, reach out to your neighbors, as you said before. Help them if they are not that computer literate.
Yeah, and try to get them an appointment online. Dr. Kevin Wong, former head of the American Academy for Family Physicians and the Pennsylvania Academy for Family Physicians.